Travel is coming. The 27th of January 2023. My name is Nicole and this is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 1679.
We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors. Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world.
This article tells the history of the Mighty Thomas Carnival and its current owners. The carnival runs daily through Saturday, and is a great part of the Potomac River Festival. There are 50 rides, 50 games, and 15 food concessions available, serving festivals large and small. The carnival has a proud family lineage that has seen four generations of ownership.
Dash.
Thomas Carnival is the fifth generation of owners and runs the annual carnival, which serves festivals, fairs, and private events. The carnival features over 50 rides, games, and 15 food concessions. This year it will be participating in the Colonial Beach River Festival on Saturday and Sunday afternoon. Thomas Carnival is proud to be a part of this festival and will also provide volunteer firefighters from their family for the event. Their Sunday afternoon at the beach will feature food, fun, games, music, and more. It's an event that has been seen four generations in line with part of the Thomas family history. Thomas Carnival was founded by Bernard Thomas and his wife Anne. After they purchased the interest of La John, they started running one carnival at a time. Their sons Tom Atkins and Mighty Thomas were part of the team, and their second daughter Margaret also played a major role in running the business. The founder's art was to operate bingo games as well as other carnival rides for customers to enjoy. Since then, Bernard has been operating the carnival for many years, even after his wife and Tom passed away in New Year's Eve. He is still kept busy making sure that everything runs smoothly for all the new generations of his family that are now part of it. The carnival he visited, Firemen's Carnival, is a part of the Thomas Carnival that has been around since the late 1940s. They travel all over the country, going to county fairs, church bazaars, and local amusement parks. The next three nights they will be staying in this small town and setting up their rides, games, and food stands. Even though Chief Home had been to many of these carnivals over the years, he paid even closer attention to this one because his son Mighty Thomas was a part of it. Thomas was part of the Davis Show's family-oriented traveling carnival, a business that has been providing amusement at fairs and other events since the 1950s. Chris Atkins purchased it in 1994, and with his leadership, Thomas had joined as a partner. Now they were traveling with Lur's Ideal, another outdoor amusement business, featuring rides from Ideal Rides. Together they were making stops in several key spots across the country, including Hall Shows Northwest, where Geraldine Davis was overseeing operations. She was excited to see what the Victoria Livestock Show and Carnival had in store for the festivities. Starting February 11, Sunday in Galveston, Texas, and then making its way to downtown Victoria, TX on February 26, Saturday. All of the locals were excited for a carnival to finally be coming back. Carnival Cruise Line announced that they will be setting their newest ship, the Carnival Breeze, in Galveston and sail it around the world. This joins their newest ship of the Excel class, and is the third Carnival vessel to set sail with them. The Carnival Breeze is a state-of-the-art cruise liner, including two new zones that have never been seen on a Carnival cruise before, Texas and Serenity. Setting sail in December, this huge ship has a gross tonnage of 130,000, which is quite impressive compared to other ships in its class. Carnival Cruise Line has announced that Carnival Sunshine will be setting year-round sailings from Norfolk, Virginia. The Sunshine Cruise Line will be offering 6-day and 8-day sailings to the Bahamas. Last month, Carnival announced they would be offering year-round service to Norfolk, with the Carnival Cruise Line sailings beginning in October. This full 6-month period will allow passengers to travel on board the cruise ship for a full 6 months without any interruptions or pauses in sailings. This is quite remarkable, as it has been many years since Carnival has offered a year-round service like this one. The last time they had a line of ships doing this was back in October 2017, when they had 3 ships set up for year-round sailings from Norfolk. Carnival is coming, and that means it's time to get ready for a weekend of terrifying carnival rides, nostalgic sugary eats, and fun games. The feature rides will include a Ferris wheel, roller coaster, and bumper cars. To enjoy the eats, there will be candy funnel cakes, elephant ears, cotton candy, and other treats. Guests can also enjoy a variety of food choices including burgers and hot dogs while they dance to music provided by the DJ. The 90th anniversary of Fiesta Mexicana is celebrated in Tampa Heights with the Rodeo Carnival. The work of the Fiesta Mexicana committee brings a spectacular sight to the carnival experience. The friendly carnival includes a livestock show provided by Houston Livestock and Pied Piper Productions. At 10 a.m., there will be a sensory-friendly day event with gorgeous live music and activities for all ages that will bring years of memories for local area events. Carnival is coming. A family-run business is bringing the carnival to local county fairs and regional festivals. The Joseph family has been in the carnival business for three generations and they have a special recipe for the classic carnival food that no one else can replicate. There will be prizes, adventurous rides, and campy amusements. In addition to providing entertainment for local communities, Carnival is Coming also works with charities and nonprofit organizations to help raise funds. This California carnival company has been providing quality rides, games, and other fun activities for fairs and festivals since 1964. From the traditional carousel to a thrilling roller coaster, Davis Amusement Company offers a wide variety of rides and attractions to create an atmosphere of fun and excitement. The company was opened by Pat's parents in 1964, with their three sons, David, Stephen, and Craig joining in the family tradition shortly thereafter. Today Davis Amusement Company continues providing rides for festivals and events throughout California and beyond.
This is all for today, guys. My name is Nicole and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.